This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground.
There was this fella I want to tell you about. Fella by the name of
Todd Lebo.
At least that was the handle his loving parents gave him. But he never had much use for it himself.
This Lebo.
He called himself
Lebo.
Sometimes there's a man. Well, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's
Todd Lebo.
Kansas City.
I hate Lebo.
La 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 la.
How about an hour with Lebo?
Oh boy, what's been going on in your life, buddy?
Not much. You don't follow me on Twitter, right?
I see you on Twitter and Facebook.
I know you do. You wrote something nice on Facebook and everything. I'm good, man. It's been, we talked about it a little bit at the beginning of the show. I've tried not to make an absolute meal out of it, because if I do, Wendy's will charge me more.
Not right now. It's 1 o'clock. It's fine.
Right now, it's fine. If I would have done this an hour ago, it would have been a problem.
Real problem.
But it's my last week here at 810. It's been almost 9 years. I've done almost every job, and I've had a lovely time and worked with wonderful people. And we're gonna shake things up a little bit, not leaving Kansas City or anything. Hoping that I still get, you know, the occasional passing glance, you know, maybe an occasional invitation to the the Todd Lebo barbecue that'll happen. Maybe, you know what, Todd? Maybe I'll host a barbecue and invite you over.
Maybe that would happen. We'll still share Wordles.
Yes.
The mini?
The New York Times mini kicked me today. You beat me on that one by 15 seconds or something.
Has Rudy checked in?
No. I don't think we've heard from Rudy yet, but that thread will live forever. Yeah. Just in game scores and everything.
You know who's always going to send their score? Me.
You.
I do actually do it almost every day. I'm a little creature of habit. But I have some weird times. It happens a little later sometimes.
I know it throws you off. My score is completely changed depending on what time of the day I do it. Yes. Am I doing it laying in bed or am I doing it sitting on the toilet?
It's different.
It changes everything.
Everything's different then.
Sometimes I'm doing it the moment before I get in the shower because I realize I didn't do it when I was on the toilet.
Yeah. It's tough. Sometimes you're doing it. I think I managed to hit every single day while we were on our big European vacation.
That's incredible.
It's pretty good.
I almost restarted Wordle in 2024, and then I missed a day like 2 weeks in or whatever it was, and I didn't go back. I've taken a break from connections because it made me a little crazy a couple of days. I think one of the categories a few days ago was words that start with the name of an instrument.
Yeah, it was,
like cellophane was
right,
one because of cello.
Yeah, silly.
So they've been
today
really
was super
it,
easy. I just went yellow, green, blue, purple, no mistakes. It's easy peasy.
Just hammer
easy
it out.
Peasy. People know what we're talking about.
The mini's the best. The mini, I think, is still my favorite. It feels like I'm working for it, but it doesn't take very long to do. And you also can't fail the mini. Because if you eventually, there was one a couple of weeks ago.
4 minutes or something.
Which, you get to a point where it's like, all right, I've got everything except for one letter. I don't know either of these answers. You turn on the check button and just
mash
letters or whatever.
Well, I've just turn it off for a while and come back a little while later. I'm going to do something else.
I need brain break to figure out, if I know what this word even means.
So you're leaving because you hate us? Is that the deal?
No, I've stayed this long because I love you.
Yes.
I really, in a lot of ways, feel like I have, like, kind of run the gauntlet and done, really, I was going through everything. It was almost 9 years ago that
you
I was...
came to us as an actual Bintern,
as
right?
an actual Bintern. I started in Ben's office down there learning how to voice and cut commercials.
Now,
and
but you had not taken his class at JCCC. You were in college, though, still?
I was. Yeah. It was too expensive to do summer internships through MNU because... college course hour prices are ridiculous. And so I went to JCCCCCCCC, and there ended up being one of the internships was at that radio station. Yeah. Where my family, my dad and I would listen to in the car all the time or whatever. So I ended up just somehow making that little bridge, and then I haven't left until now.
You attached yourself to TJ Carpenter?
That was the Sports Saturday and Sunday and Sports Night rocket ship that was, and then after that we were looking for some hours to fill on the weekends. I will always know the first day I hosted because I hosted from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on a January day with Charlie Carlin behind the glass over there.
Chuck.
And about 9:58, we had gone off air and Charlie was going, I don't think I ever asked for permission for this, so let me know if I did okay. And about 9:58, Twitter started having some stuff about Yordano Ventura. And we were going, hold on, I got to translate this and wait a little bit and see what's happening
see what
and everything.
This is, yeah.
And we just kind of waited here for like 5 minutes and started getting more reports. And we just went back on air. It was like, I think it was ESPN Automation
right
after. And
yeah.
I went, all right, Charlie, I've been on it. I now have 2 hours of on-air experience under my belt.
I'm
pretty sure I can decide that Bleep It, we'll do it live. Because it ended up being, as all the details came out, one of the worst days in Kansas City sports history.
Yeah.
And then we were calling a whole bunch of the hosts to talk about it so I didn't have to, you know, do that solo and figure out no one knowing who I was or what I was talking about or why I was allowed to talk about it all. That being the sort of starting of the experience on this mic and this chair over here was really wild, but I think in the grand scheme of things, like kind of a foretelling of what this job was always going to be like, which is that you have fun for 2 hours when you can, and then sometimes horrible things happen, and you got to figure out how to talk about that too.
So, have you told the story on the radio yet of how you told us? And that, like,
no.
Okay, so
no.
I'll just fill this in.
No.
Listen,
oh,
all
boy.
Right, the Chiefs want to have Chris Jones. Yes, they want Legarrette. Okay, we'll play some of that.
We played some audio earlier.
We're not playing fact or fiction today, right?
No fact or fiction. People. Josh is leaving at the end of the week. Fact.
So
I guess Thursday fiction.
This a couple weeks ago or something.
It was Groundhog Day. It was Groundhog Day. I believe it was a Friday.
It was a Friday. Day after my birthday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you.
So it's, I don't
know, on your birthday.
2:15, 2:30 or something.
Oh, man.
And
I'm not going
to
like this.
Briscoe comes down to my office, and he sits down. I'm like, I don't like this. And
yeah.
He's got tears in his eyes a little bit, whatever.
I'm weepy.
And he tells me he's going to leave. And then and he had already told Jason. I said, well, you know, you need to tell Chad, boss man, big boss man.
Mm-hmm.
And so... He said, I said, well, who knows right now? And he goes, Jason. And he goes, well, and Luke. And like, Luke's just, love Luke. He's one of our sales guys.
Luke's
he's been
wonderful.
Here for like, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just happened to walk in while you were tearfully telling Jason that you're going to leave.
Yeah.
And then so now Luke is all scared because he's got one of your clients.
He's, yeah,
you
he's,
know?
He's got green light. Yeah.
He's got green light. So, and then... I don't know. You didn't know all this part that day for sure because you went home then.
Yeah.
And then
I did some laps. I talked to some people. It was rough.
So before you talked to Chad that afternoon, he came back in my office. He goes, what's I hear this Briscoe's leaving.
I was like, come on,
and
man.
I said, who told you? He said, oh, I can't tell you who told me. And I said, well, yes, he's leaving. He's looking for you. Go sit in your office so he can go tell you. Because it went through the sales department like, you know, wildfire. And then anyway, so it was just funny. Tell
it
anyone
was.
Anything
no.
perfect right away because it doesn't really work that way. But
members
anyway,
of close
I'll,
friends.
I want to say something nice now.
Go ahead.
I made a nice Facebook comment last night. But we have had lots of people come through the building here, and some of them start as interns. Some of them start as people who come here, you know, not as interns, whatever. Mm-hmm. Most of them just pass through. And I'll hear someone say, hey, I know a friend who was an intern of yours. I'm like, what's their name? Mm-hmm. And it's usually some fake name. Like, what's their, like, real name? What they look like? What year was it? Because I've been doing this for too long now.
Yes.
But I can tell you this. There have just been a handful of you who have come through who I've thought, oh, well, that person can do this. And that person should do this. Mm-hmm. Mostly I tell them to do something else because I think everyone should do something else. I'm joking, partially.
Yep.
But,
yep.
I always appreciated the part where you were willing to do whatever, whenever, because we have asked you to do some insane things. Some
and
weird broadcasts.
I've successfully done them,
in
I think.
Weird places,
yes.
At weird times, and weird whatevers. You know, go do this, go do that. And when you're the new guy, you say yes to those things. And if you don't say yes, we gotta find another new guy.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
I'm going to tell you, I appreciate everything you've done for us on that front and all the fronts, because then you've gone from that to being, you know, co-hosting one of these, our three main shows, and in a very historic run of being the voice of Chiefs postgame.
Yeah.
It's been, I know, stinky sometimes when it's midnight after, because the Chiefs are good. They play on Monday night and Thursday night and Sunday night all the time. But it's an important job, and I think I just want to say thank you from all of us here for doing that. And if you want to leave, whatever. I've always said, listen, you can't make someone stay if they got something else they want to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I kind of pulled you back in a year and a half ago.
Yeah,
once.
We were talking about it.
So, anyways, thank you.
Well, thank you, Lebo. I appreciate that very much. And
oh, and it was scary when you almost died that one time.
That was also...
And we didn't know...
Not great.
...everyone's phone numbers to find out if you were actually dying.
Yes.
I was going through... DMing people on Twitter who I didn't know, really.
Briscoe with no E, pretty good shot. Let's let one fly.
Yeah, and see, so here's the deal. I work with your son. Is he alive?
Is he alive
right now?
What about in 45 minutes? Will he be alive in 45
What's
minutes?
Happening? Scary times, but.
Yeah, that part in particular I think about, not because I remember any of it, because I don't. None of all of that is a complete
people tell you stories.
Black hole to me, but those are the stories that my mom has retold or told when she got in town, or actually she was in town before I realized I was not dead. I have diabetes, everybody, just in case you missed that at the time. It was I didn't know I had diabetes, and so in that process,
it told you.
My body was like, hey, dummy, if you maybe remember that Chiefs-Ravens game where Clyde fumbled toward the end, it was a night game. I was in a horrible mood on the post-game show. I was ripping guys left and right, and then a couple days later I almost died. So that was part of it. My blood sugar at that point was like 850 probably, and I was horrendously ill. But I appreciate all that very much. I appreciate especially that period of time when you were the point person communicating with my family and then bringing that information back here. And I am tremendously grateful for how many ridiculous places I've done shows from, and the ridiculous
all of them.
How one of those times ended up with me asking Guy Fieri if a hot dog is an American taco.
Why
or
not?
Whatever. All of those things. It has been so many awesome opportunities, and I'm proud of the shows that I've been a part of. And Chiefs postgame has also, especially these last few years, like I wrote last night, I think I mentioned this morning, I literally didn't, my dad and I would listen to 810 on the radio, and I ended up starting a podcast early in college and trying to figure out if that's something I wanted to do. And I literally, though, never would have had the audacity to dream of doing a Chiefs Super Bowl championship postgame show.
Yeah.
Because at those times, you guys were in here talking about Geno Smith. You're talking, could he be the answer at 1-1?
Nope.
He wasn't going to be. But is Andy Reid going to be the right guy, or it's hey, you know, what version of these 2000s Chiefs could potentially break the playoff streak curse? I was hoping to watch a playoff win in my lifetime and eventually got one. Three Super Bowls in 5 years and being able to having five Super Bowls and three that went well that were fun post-game shows is not lost on me. That there is a sort of a gravitas to that I really appreciate. And it's going to be weird not being in here every day and not seeing a whole bunch of you guys. But again, I'm hoping that, I get some of the Christmas cards or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, I've stopped sending those.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever gotten a Christmas card from you. I didn't really have anything else that I could.
My wife put the kibosh on that years ago. We
that's
used to do that.
For the best.
And she's like, I don't want to send these cards anymore.
Seems unnecessary.
Just a picture of us.
Yeah.
No kids in our house.
Yeah, we took a long time to get like wedding cards and thank yous and stuff out. I feel like doing that
just
every
recently
year.
Got that. Yeah,
it was. I mean, it was like a month ago, probably. It was. They were mostly done around Christmas, I think. But
It piles up.
It's a lot of work to do, but. We also have a special little treat that you get to be a part of that you don't usually get to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Sad Fans.
Oh,
we have
really?
A Super Bowl Sad Fans that was submitted that we'll do sometime this hour as well. But I don't know if we're done talking about me or not yet.
I just wanted to say thank you.
I appreciate it.
Because
that.
I know it's going to get weird. Jason will be back and all that. And your last day is actually Leap Day. correct?
Yes, it is. It'll be Thursday leap day.
We got you for one extra day because February went long on us this year. So.
But I made it a Thursday anyway for whatever reason. It would have been nice if it would have been a Friday leap day at least, if the calendar would have worked out that way. But no,
you come in Friday if you want.
I thought about what if I fully leave on Thursday and then just at 10 o'clock I'm just in that chair as Jason's like running in.
What are you doing?
It's like, hey man, like it's 2:04. It's like 10:04. Like it's time to do the show here.
You said 10 o'clock. There's no way Jason said.
I'll be there at 10 o'clock. I'll be there at 10 o'clock, just waiting for the jump scare essentially at that time. But yeah, man, it's been awesome. And if it was easy, I would have left a long time ago. You know, this is. Has been awesome on a big picture level, on a day-to-day basis. And, yeah, weird to be doing it, but I've got a pretty good sense that it's the right time for me.
The wild thing about the world, this world, the sports journalism broadcasting slash whatever you want to call the world today, is there aren't many traditional jobs anymore.
Yeah.
Where this is your job, okay? And you've got other jobs doing this,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to be for you what you're going to be doing. And, you know, your wife, and, you know, you have two incomes and or three or four, however you want to count.
Right. Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
So, you know, it's the weird part for people my age is like you just think of you have one job and you do this for 40 plus hours a week, whatever right. it is. And that's what you do. But unfortunately, this field does not allow you to do that
right.
very often anymore.
Right.
We're one of the few places that you can. But lots of the guys on our station have other jobs and do other things. That's just the way
it's pretty much everybody has something, yeah.
Except me. Nobody wants me to do anything.
Whoa, hey, listen.
No, but you have other things where you go do that. So I don't know what the traditional or heritage position, whatever it is, they don't exist really anymore. And that's the sad part about our business is just economically – you just don't have those jobs like that anymore, especially when you're entering the business.
Yeah,
you have to have – there are more opportunities to do sports journalism and sports play-by-play, broadcasting, whatever, than there's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, you have to have like three of them.
Right. That's right.
You know, mid-20s right. and you're, you want to live in Kansas City and not somewhere else. You know, it's just a hard thing to go do that. And the wild thing is, like, some of the best jobs at that, all these people have four of them. They've
right.
taken them all.
Right.
You know?
Herb Street's on every broadcast.
He's on all of them. Michael Strahan does everything.
He's on Good Morning America.
Freaking guys hosting Hollywood Squares or whatever, or the Pyramid. And and I love Kevin Harlan. Give someone else a job, Kevin, you know? But it is a weird business, and I never tell anyone. We've had a lot of young people. You're still a young person to me. We've had a lot of young people come here, and they work for about as long as you have or mm-hmm. a little bit less, and then they need to go do another job or do something else because this isn't exactly perfect for their life, mm-hmm. you know? And I'd never begrudge anyone for anything because, listen, you can't make someone stay and do something.
Right.
That's called prison?
I think technically I'm indentured servitude or something. Yeah. I've never felt like I'm in indentured servitude here. Again, that it has been.
Maybe sometime if you're doing some weird show.
Yeah, let me see if I can
what
think
time
of the
you want
weirdest.
This on and where is it?
Yeah, I mean, we had a couple instances of doing some like overnight, you know, Chiefs pregame stuff.
You,
I think I was live for one of those.
Did you have to go over and do like shows inside Allen Fieldhouse?
Yeah.
On the concourse.
Yeah, I did a couple concourse shows.
Yeah, before the show.
So you're right.
Those are
so
weird.
Like, that's a very weird show, and there are a lot of weird shows like that. But and maybe I'm losing my edge here in my old age and I'm getting wistful and nostalgic. But one of those weird shows, Jalen Daniels came over and we did like 15 or 20 minutes and he was like cutting promos for spring practice. And it would have been a year earlier. I think he had just played. I can't remember what year that would have been, but 2 years ago, 3 years mm-hmm. ago. And so, like, even in those weird ones, Beards and I, there's probably no evidence of this show. I mean, it's saved somewhere, but no one would ever be able to find it.
Yeah. Hard to find those.
We did a shorter version of almost entirely sports on ESPN Kansas City back in those ancient days of doing that 4 to 6. We did one of those shows where I was at the McFadden studio at P&L, But we were only doing an hour because I needed to go across the street for Guy Fieri's Dive and Taco Joint opening because Guy Fieri was going to be there. And look, I'm, you know, at that point especially, I'm trying to do the radio show. And like, I am obsessed with making these 2 hours every day fun and entertaining and good to do and all of that. And now all of a sudden we're doing like a half show and I'm kind of on remote and Beards is back here and I got to get over here. And I don't know what's going to happen over there and all of that. That was just like a chaotic day that I remember being like kind of a mess up until the moment that it all made sense of, yeah, I could have talked about some random Chiefs storyline for an extra hour, or I could ask Guy Fieri if a hot dog is an American taco and have the experience of all of the madness of meeting a real life cartoon character. Yeah. And again, so I mean, there were all of those, so many weird things that you have no choice but to experience doing sports media, and so many of them paid off with such cool experiences
and all that stuff.
I never would have had any other way.
Every little bit of things you've done anywhere in your life leads you to where you are now. Yep. So, you know, we've given you a few.
Yeah, that is true. You've given me a few. I've taken a few, and there have been a few that have been like on the ground that I've gone, well, if
I want that one,
if I don't pick this up, nobody else is going to. So I guess I'll take it. So I appreciate all that, Lebo, and it's been a great nearly decade.
I can't believe that,
which is crazy. And
I had to go back and look.
I did too. I took a picture of my internship form that was back in my archive somewhere, and so I found that, and I think it's 9 years in May or something, and absolutely wild. But this is way not. I have no problem being self-absorbed or self-referential or all of that, but this is too serious and self-referential. So we can put a bow on that. I'm not dying, and I'll be here for two more days after this.
Says you. Let me check your app.
You know what? Right now, I'm a unicorn right now, Lebo. My blood sugar is 100.
Beautiful. Right on it.
A unicorn right on the dot. Nothing could be more perfect with my blood sugar or this segment of radio. That blood sugar, true. Second one, not so much. Let's take a break. Let's come back. Let's laugh a little bit with a very special edition of Sad Fans on Reddit, Super Bowl 58 edition. It's not just Niners, and some of the fan base has had to grapple with some things in the back half of this. Really, really special. So we'll do Sad Fans on Reddit, Super Bowl 58 edition, next year in The Zone. I can't imagine this will be anyone's first time hearing Sad Fans on Reddit, but in case it is, it started years and years ago when Beards McFly was browsing the Cincinnati Bengals subreddit during, I think it must have been early 2018, when Mahomes just lit them on fire.
Sunday night game.
I think it was Sunday night. Yeah. I think that's right. 41 points or something like that. I don't remember the specifics. But they were so sad that it inspired an entire bit for Beards in that moment. He accumulated the funniest comments from the Bengals subreddit and then set it to music, read it in a somber voice, and bleeped out the many, 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 many naughty words that were there contained. Beards continued this throughout his time here, and then he left, and we had a desert, a sad fans desert, if you will. Then in the playoffs, a longtime listener of almost entirely sports and now The Zone, Iced Pyro is how you'll recognize him in the Twitch chat, or the video chat, or on Twitter. Iced Pyro, I'm not going to say that he is the Johnny Cash to Beards' Nine Inch Nails. I will say that this is one of those covers, and the ones he's done so far in these playoffs.
He's owned this.
These are covers that he's owned. Mm-hmm. He said, I know how this is supposed to be done. I'm going to do it. I'm going to put my own spin on it. But you're going to know this is Sad Fans on Reddit. So this, ladies and gentlemen, is Sad Fans on Reddit Super Bowl 58 edition, courtesy of Ice Pyro.
And now, a list of things that 49ers fans said on Reddit after losing the Super Bowl. I hate being a footnote to this f***ing team. I've only witnessed us lose Super Bowls. Life is pain. 3 straight losses. Why the f*** did my dad get all the Super Bowl wins and all I got was this?
Oh, the kids.
The kids.
I'm so sad. I have no words. I'm just done with it all. I'm convinced I'll never see a Lombardi come to San Francisco in my life.
The kids.
We will never have a more stacked roster or come up against a weaker KC. massive L.
Truth.
We
that's
could
true.
Capitalize.
Truth.
That's just true.
Fade me. I might actually quit watching football after this one.
Doubtful.
I give up.
That guy's watching the combine right now.
Legacy of the Shanahan era is going to be one word. Almost. Crazy how predictable it is.
Also true.
I'm happier when we don't make the Super Bowl. All these wins and we have jack sh** to show for it. Even the Lambs have rings.
Oh boy.
Multiple blitzes on third down. That didn't work. Good job, Wilkes.
Well, goodness.
I will root against the Chiefs for all time. Patrick Mahomes. Travis Kelce. Taylor Swift.
Whoa!
Andy Reid. And the Kansas City Chiefs.
Settle.
We've taken
out
of this.
The winner of things that 49ers fans said on Reddit. Heartbreaking. I'm crying. F***ing Mahomes, Joe Montana to us.
Ouch.
And now, a list of things that Denver Broncos fans said after the Kansas City Chiefs won their second straight Super Bowl.
Here we go. Here we go. What'd they say?
I feel like there's nothing to look forward to as a Broncos fan anytime soon, to be honest. Andy and Kelce, retirement. Please?
No.
Nope, didn't happen.
Elway has to hand off the trophy?
Yeah.
We live in a bad place.
Yeah, he does! Yeah, you do!
There is no God. Have we considered maybe just canceling professional football? And the winner of things that Denver Broncos fans said on Reddit.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
That's too damn bad! You keep digging!
You keep digging! That's been one of my favorites ever.
A list of things that Los Angeles Chargers fans said on Reddit.
Found more than one.
Is there a luckier f***ing team on the planet than the Chiefs?
Oh, please.
So done with this rig sport. They better start rigging it for the Chargers, or I'm never watching this WWE f*** again.
We can explore that later.
And now, for the winner
not a lot of, Chargers
of
fans.
Things that Los Angeles Chargers fans said on Reddit. I'm glad they won in Raiders Stadium. Bunch of clowns thinking they have a chance with Pierce.
Raiders
and now,
shots.
A list of things that Las Vegas Raiders fans said on Reddit.
In their house!
Never send a whiner to do a Raiders job.
What does that even mean? Whiner.
Had to watch them plant their flag on our field just sucks.
MVS too.
Yeah.
Cannot wait for Score. Us to beat them in our house next season.
Yeah.
I hate them so
ever.
Much. I hope Mahomes gets a UTI that burns like a damn volcano. Kermit. You. Where was Kadarius Toney when you needed him most? And now for the winner of things that Las Vegas Raiders fans said on Reddit. I hope Mahomes has explosive diarrhea all night and Kelce loses his wallet.
That's so good.
And
surely
now,
that's it, right?
A list of things that general football fans
what?
Said on the NFL subreddit.
What? One more act.
Swifties really watched like 3 months of football and got to experience the joy of winning a championship. I've been watching the Bears for over 20 f***ing years. I blacked out when I caught the ball. McColl immediately escorted offstage and into concussion protocol. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you two-time Super Bowl champion, Kadarius Toney.
Oh boy.
Mahomes in the fourth quarter running like Jack Sparrow is f***ing inevitable.
That is so good.
Game just ended. How is Travis Kelce already drunk?
Also fair.
Prevent defense prevents you from winning. Kadarius Toney just dropped the Lombardi trophy.
Oh, they didn't let me touch it.
How about that D, baby?
What?
Don't listen to Vegas. Always bet on Mahomes is the moral of the story.
True.
And now, for the winner of things said on the NFL subreddit. As a football fan, it's pretty cool to have been able to witness the careers of Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. But as a fan of neither the Patriots or the Chiefs, it's pretty freaking miserable to witness the careers of Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes back to back.
That's true. That's true. I do think one of my favorite things that happened that night, it was just happenstance. The Elway thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just 25 years.
Yeah.
He was the MVP 25 years ago. That's just a calendar. That's just.
So
and that the best part is, it's like, that's 25 years ago. It's a long time.
25 years
ago. Now, they won one. They won one. But that's been a long time, too.
Elway handing it off in Allegiant.
They
it is so good.
They thought he was going to be handing it to the McCaffrey family and
oh!
the Shanahan family. And
And then all of a sudden,
oh, he would have he could have handed it off to Shanahan.
Yes.
Oh, you're so right, but so wrong.
Yeah, didn't happen.
Patrick Mahomes running like Jack Sparrow is inevitable is one of my favorites of this season.
Perfect.
He is always running like he has a jar of dirt, but it's actually a football. You know exactly what that motion
just
is.
Barely makes it.
And every time, he just barely makes it 25 yards down the field or just exactly as far as they need for a first down.
1.5 yards.
God, so good. Thank you, Ice Pyro. Excellent work. Excellent, excellent work. Beards is proud, I'm sure of it. I'll check in with him again later and make sure the stamp of approval continues.
For sure.
He may be. He was listening at some point yesterday because he texted me about couches, which was
question about couches or just about couches?
We were talking about couching things, and Beards brought it up in the context of, I think, the oldest, most inexplicable AES on ESPN Kansas City bit of all time. There was one day, we started and set up the whole like ESPN Kansas City Facebook page and the video stream and all of that because we're trying to, you know, find new people or help more people find the show. And it was a cool thing to be able to do because we started to get a little bit of a community of people in the comments and everything that would come in and chat about what we were doing.
And
we'd
maybe
read
provide
the comments
you content
and,
someday.
Absolutely, absolutely. It was a great setup. But one day, still baffling me, the unsolved mystery of my time in radio, is somebody showed up, and I can't remember if it started by someone trying to sell a couch or someone trying to buy a couch, but it
in
felt
your comments?
In the comments, the live video comments.
Is this Facebook Marketplace?
It felt like somebody got lost looking for Facebook Marketplace and ended up on ESPN Kansas City's Facebook page.
I got a couch.
And so that started, I think, genuinely, and then the rest of the commenters, God bless all of them for understanding exactly what that show was. The commenters were like, yeah, I could use a couch.
Yeah.
Hey, actually, I've got an extra couch. You need a couch? I'll sell you a couch. You guys want a couch? The rest of the show, the comments were all about selling couches back and forth. I don't know if a couch ever exchanged hands or not.
Let's hope so.
I hope it did. But forever, I think some of our early AES, like, imaging for the like the digital visual imaging was Dick Justice, the wiener dog, and a couch. Because that was the time more than ever that the show completely developed a life of its own, and Beards and I could do nothing to stop it.
Can't stop it.
That was a special time.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Why would we? I am stopping sort of
now,
the radio thing and on Thursday, but I'm not gonna stop
walking
talking to you. At least not this hour, because we got to take another break, and then we can come back and we can talk a little more about something else, and we can do a little, I don't know, we'll talk about Sporting Media Day or KU game tonight,
Brett Veach audio,
and all of that. We got plenty of options.
The combine is starting.
I did also, I have one other thing that I do need to talk to you about that I just realized is very important.
On the air.
Because actually, we opened the show with today before I did my kind of whole, like, sorry, everybody. Breaking news. We got to talk about Wendy's because I feel like this is a slippery slope, but also I'm kind of into it on some level. I'm working through some big feelings.
It's all the analytics, the damn algorithms.
It's the algorithms
it's
and the
ruining
analytics.
Ruining fast food now.
God, they got Wendy's. I knew all about Annie-lytics, but I didn't know about Wendy-lytics.
They're there.
Oh, I didn't even know they were related. We'll get into the advanced numbers of a Baconator with Todd Lebo next year in the Zone. We can play more Brett Veach audio tomorrow. It's cool. It'll all keep. We played the big one earlier. They're probably going to franchise tag Legarius Sneed. That's your news of the day. My news of the day.
Why don't they just sign him to a long-term deal and forget all that?
I don't know. If they do Chris Jones's first and then do Sneed's and then get all this done before
simple.
March 5th.
Just do this.
I just if
get
I
the
was
Katz brothers on the phone.
If I was Chris Jones' agent, this would be really easy. I do believe that.
If you were Chris Jones' agent, he might have been signed to the long term deal 2 years ago.
He definitely would have been signed
last year,
within early days of training camp last year. He would have been out there for the Lions game. I feel pretty good about that, and I think I still could have gotten him a nice chunk of change. Yeah. But I digress.
I'll say this right now: there's no question if Chris Jones had signed a long term deal with the Chiefs last year, whether it was now or in, you know, August, he would have more money than he has right now.
Yes, correct.
Because he had to work his butt off to make his $16 million.
And he was making that as he went. There is no...
He didn't get the big...
Juicy signing bonus.
There was no just, let's zap it in there.
Yep.
Because he would have gotten a big chunk of money right away. But, hey, listen, you reap what you sow. That's his agents, and that's where it went.
And he played great football and didn't get hurt, and so he's not in a bad position,
but
it's not a better position than he was in last year.
What if he would have put, like, $30 million in name the stock?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good.
Lost that opportunity. Of course, he could have put in something bad, too.
Well, if he would have asked the cat's brothers, I bet he would have. So you got to have other advisors in your life.
Yeah. Would have been different.
Try the dogs.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of food items, you've been on this Basecamp Fitness absolute tear. You are just in there 8 days a week, well, 3 a.m.
Not 8 days a week. So here's the deal.
You should actually give the real barometers because it's been wild.
We've been advertising for Basecamp Fitness. They've got one location open out here at 135th and Antioch, and I have been their spokesperson, so I've been going over there and working out. And I love it because I've told everyone, I can't do anything on my own, fitness-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I can do a lot of things on my own.
That felt like not true, but yeah, fitness-wise.
I can't do anything on my own. I can go for a walk, and I can do stuff. You put me in the gym, I'm looking around for someone I know to talk to. I need to be told, you do this right now, and then you do this, and you do this. So that's what Basecamp does. It's a 35-minute class. You instructed awesome. What to do for 35 minutes, and it works, right? So I've been trying to be good, and my goal, I had my physical today. I'm an older person, so I go to the doctor every year. You should be going to the doctor, too.
I'm also going to the doctor at least every year. Right now, I got a little six-month thing going. I got this diabetes thing. It's all fine. I get there.
You'd apparently missed it at some point.
Yeah. That would have – a preventative visit would have helped.
Would have helped. But I go get my annual physical or whatever, and I had been doing a decent enough job with my weight – but I got I tubbed back up a little bit last year, and because it just happens, if I don't weigh myself, I will, it was a bad weekend, and then don't weigh yourself for another 2 weeks. Oh, would I have four bad weekends in 1 week? Whatever. So I had been, I'd kind of like been under 200 pounds for a while, and then I got back up. So my goal when I started, about a month before base camp, I started eating better and tracking my food because that has worked for me. Mm-hmm. If I track with the apps what I put in my body, I do pretty well because then I go, I shouldn't have more.
Right. I've eaten all of this.
This is enough. Yes. I do not need a Baconator.
Right.
So, and then I started going to base camp. They opened in August and I've gone like three times a week, probably maybe four times sometimes. I don't go every day.
It's a good rhythm you got, though.
I can go sometimes, and it works for me because I can go at 9 o'clock some days. I'll come here to work, and I'll go do that, and I'll come back, and I'll work, whatever. They have like a noon class. I don't really do that one, but that's kind of a lunch break. Whatever. I can do these things. So I had my physical today. My goal at the physical was to weigh under 190 pounds at the doctor's office, not on my bathroom scale with just my underwear on. You have to wear the clothes.
Everybody take a moment to take that visual and let it sink in, meditate on it.
So this morning I had sporting media day. I had the appointment, and so I couldn't go to one of the like 9 o'clock or noon classes because I had these things to do. And I'm like, I'm gonna go crazy on this. So I went to the 6:15 class.
Look at that.
This morning.
Love that.
And then I went home and I took a shower and I went to the doctor. So and I couldn't eat anything because I'm fasting for the blood work.
Absolutely.
And so like I think I cheated the thing by like a couple pounds because I worked out and then whatever.
So if you came in at 188, then maybe there's an asterisk here, Spygate situation.
Right.
But
so I got on the scale there at the doctor's office with clothes on, no shoes, took the jacket off, no phone in my hand.
No.
These things freaking weigh like 2 pounds.
Too heavy.
186.4.
Look
so
at
I
that!
Did it. I made it.
He made it.
I made it clothed. And I will thank myself, and I'll thank Basecamp Fitness especially, for I'm going and taking the classes. And you have to go do it. And when you're there, you have to work while you're there. You can half-ass it, or you can, like, work. So you go in there and you try to work.
Might as well work.
And they have this challenge going on right now. It began in February. It's going to go into March, but it's like Fire February.
Uh-huh.
And so, I signed up to do the challenge. And it says you're supposed to do 15 classes in 21 days. So it's five a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you know when it started? Today. And I was like, I cannot not go today.
You can't not
go
today.
So it worked perfectly for me to be able to go in the morning and then cheat my I didn't really cheat it. I was going to be under 190 anyway.
You had a weigh-in. You were going to be under 190 anyway,
but I thought,
you just had a weigh-in.
Easy. There's nothing going on right now. And then there's sporting media day. And then now tomorrow at 10 o'clock, there's a Chiefs press conference.
Yeah, how about that?
So then I'm going to do my best to try to do 15 classes in 21 days. I'm going to have to double up. Some of these people over there are crazy. They'll do two classes in a day.
2 days?
I'm going to have to pull the double. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know, but I was there at 6:15. Place was packed, and I got a good sweat on.
You think you'd go like morning, afternoon, or you're like, I'm here for a double feature. We're going back to back.
Well, there were people there who did the 5:15 and the 6:15. I don't think I'd do that.
Feels like a type of person I just am not going to ever be, and I
respect
them.
I could maybe like on a Thursday go do like a 6:15 and do our meetings and stuff around here. Maybe sneak away at noon.
See, I'm gonna go grab lunch at Base Camp Fitness.
Well, it's better.
Yeah, no,
it's
that's
better for you that way.
That's amazing.
But I made it underneath. Now the big reveal will be in a couple of weeks whenever I get the blood results and see if my cholesterol is still not dangerously high.
Mm.
But I'm on medication for that, so everything else is good.
You got two things working.
But
together.
I've lost basically 30 pounds since last February.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's good stuff right there.
I had weighed too much. I still weigh too much if you ask the government, probably.
I don't know,
but
man.
I feel better.
I feel like if you feel better, that's the most important thing. And I don't know we're in America. I don't know what our actual health regulations really are in terms
no
of where you're supposed to be.
There's guidelines.
Guidelines is probably a better word.
When I went 12 years ago, almost 12 years ago, to Philmont Scout Ranch with my son to do a backpacking thing, they have guidelines where they wouldn't let you go if you were this height and
yeah.
you weighed too much. So I had to lose weight to do that. And I weigh now 25 pounds less than I did when I went and did that. I would be in way better shape to go do what I did then. And
that's great.
I did that. And then I probably, I don't know how many pounds I gained right afterwards, though, because we started eating right when we got off the mountain.
Yeah, that makes sense, too, I guess.
You know, it was
you're like, on a mountain.
When you walk around on the mountain with, like, 40 pounds of crap on your back,
yeah.
carrying all your water and food, and you eat the food they give you, and you're sweating and working, and you get off the thing, and the first thing they give you is, like, tasty food.
Yeah.
You eat it all.
You're going to eat all of it.
All of it.
It's just, I feel like that is earned. You know, that's just... Yeah. Listen, I
remember we went and had burgers and fries at this little diner in the little town. And then when we were getting on the train to come back, there was a weather delay on the train. And we found a Pizza Hut that would deliver to the train station. We ate the pizza then. So, yeah, we put it all back on within like a day and a half.
But you're breaking even and you've got great experiences. You got the mountain experience and the trash food you ate experience.
Got all that.
My mom has texted in to say, Lebo looks so fit and healthy.
So fit and so
fit.
Healthy.
Look at that video feed. Dylan, can you get a long zoom, a long extended zoom right at fit, healthy Lebo? Look at that. Uh-oh. We got the jacket coming off. We got little bit.
You don't need
yeah.
this gun show.
You don't. No, listen. That might be... If you take off one more layer, the Twitch terms and conditions are going to come back and bite us
It's cold in here. I have my shirt off, or my jacket off. It's cold.
Yeah,
it's
kind of fluctuated a little bit in here today. I've kept it mostly pretty chilly. I don't want to pit out and everything. Sterling was in here yesterday complaining about how cold it was and pitting out.
He does it all at once.
He truly does it all.
But if you'd like to go, just reach out to me, email, Twitter, whatever, Facebook, about Base Camp.
Base Camp Fitness.
It's very cool. Base Camp Fitness OP is their website for the place out there. And for me, it's been great. It's been great because, like I said, you send me to the gym, I could theoretically do what you do there, but
yeah.
I would not.
I walk around and sit on some different machines and stuff.
Put some songs on here,
yeah.
Listen to this. Oh, hey, here's my neighbor.
Picking a new song. Hey, neighbor, you want to talk for 25 minutes instead? Yeah, that makes sense. So basecampfitnessop.com. And can you specifically request to be like in Lebo's class?
Well, you sign up for any class any day, whatever times. I'm generally there in the, you know, 9... noon. I'm never there in the afternoon.
Maybe I'll text you. Maybe that'll be our new thing. Maybe we'll just go work out at base camp together. Yeah. Whatever it takes.
You'd enjoy it.
I feel like I would.
Yeah.
I feel like I also could probably drop 30 pounds, and I feel like I'm going to have a little free time now. So I'll figure it out. Thank you, Lebo.
Yeah, buddy.
Jason's back tomorrow. It's been The Zone for Dylan Michaels. I'm Joshua Briscoe. Till tomorrow. Bye, Mom.